The year is 1972. Men all over are emasculated when Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs in 3 straight tennis sets. Doritos introduces the nacho cheese flavor, and once we popped, we couldn't stop. Tricky Dick Nixon is in the throes of 2 wars and a little scandal called Watergate, but Americans are too swept up in Godfather mania to notice or care. And in a little town called Los Angeles, California, jazz, blues, and rock musicians Donald Fagen and Walter Becker formed a new band with guitarists Denny Diaz, Skunk Baxter, Jim Hodder, and David Palmer. Fagen and Becker met by chance 4 years prior when Fagen was walking by a cafe at Bard College and he overheard Becker practicing the guitar. The two became fast friends immediately. This is, however, confusingly not the plot to semi-popular PlayStation 2 video game A Bard's Tale. Becker and Fagen formed many groups, including the Don Fagen Jazz Trio, the Bad Rock Group, and the Leather Canary, which would feature then-nobody Chevy Chase on the drums. Though they parted ways, Chevy Chase would go on to find success as the star of the Nickelodeon film Snow Day and the TV film The Karate Dog. Fagen and Becker would have to find their own way. The pair moved to Brooklyn, where they invented gentrification, but found little success until they piqued the interest of producer Kenny Vance. When Vance's associate Gary Katz was hired at ABC, he brought the boys to LA to be staff songwriters. It didn't take long to realize that their jazzy, bluesy, technical sound wasn't suiting other artists, so Katz urged them to start a new band, and this one was immediately signed to ABC Records, in spite of Fagen's sometimes debilitating stage fright. Their debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill, featured the songs Do It Again and Reelin' in the Years, which both charted high on Billboard and made the band an instant hit on classic rock radio. During this time, Fagen took over lead vocals and didn't look back. The next 40 years would see the rise and fall of the band, breakups, lawsuits, a reunion, and a whole mess of Grammys. With over 40 million albums worldwide and a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 2001, Today We Stand By, Steely Dan. Hey, welcome to a new episode of Stand By Your Band with Tom Takkar and Tommy McNamara.
Hello, the first double guest.
Oh, episode. Shit. We got 2 guests, 1 episode. I've heard of 2 girls, 1 cup, but 2 guests, 1 wow. ep?
It's going to be pretty similar. If you've heard of the first, you're going to feel right at home.
I accidentally ate this shit before the podcast.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still ready to eat vomit.
Well, spit it out.
All right.
Oh, boy. Hold for edit. Just kiddies. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is a weird situation because me and Dan recorded an episode about Stealing Dan 1 year ago to this very day, or somewhere around it, like 10 months ago.
I think it was tomorrow was the official anniversary.
That's the anniversary. Yeah. But it was without Tommy, and Nick also wanted to do it. So I said, you know what? Fuck that last episode. That was a practice run.
Garbage.
Trash. Maybe I mean, I thought trash. I had a good time.
Secure empty trash. That was what we did with it. Oh, this is. Are you going to introduce us? Nobody knows
oh,
our
Oh, shit.
Names.
Yeah, I forgot to do that. Yeah, we have Dan
Sorry,
Perlman. That's Dan Perlman talking
the
right there.
Dan
wait,
Perlman.
Is this your fucking podcast?
Sorry, I just wanted
it is now.
Coming yeah. in throwing
That's why
elbows.
They call him Steely Dan, because he steals
oh,
podcasts.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn, Steely Dan.
He was supposed to riff that.
I stole that joke from Nick Mania and I told him I was going to.
It's good.
It's pretty
good. Good coming out of your mouth.
Hey, thanks, man. And that's our other guest, Nick Nanny.
Hey, how are you?
Damn,
hello.
Nick Naniel.
Damn. Good. It's good to be home. Chewy, we're home. Yeah.
Are you Chewy? Oh shit.
Yeah, me and Dan are a comedy duo. So
oh
it's
yeah,
good you had us on here.
We always podcast together.
Yeah,
we got 3 more podcasts tonight.
That explains why last time when you did this, there was a lot of silence where it seemed like you were waiting for someone else to talk.
I was lobbing it up to him. I would say half a sentence because Nick finishes my thoughts usually. Dirty
why
work
they call
is.
Steely Dan.
That was a good 30-minute pause.
Great Norm MacDonald movie.
Oh, fantastic. Phenomenal. Yeah. Up there with Screwed. What other movies did he do?
Billy
Maybe
Madison.
A mile higher.
Well,
than
he was like a part of Billy Madison. I wouldn't say that's a.
It's not a vehicle.
I wouldn't say that's a vehicle for him.
It's really a Norm MacDonald joint.
You think so?
I think of it.
Oh, you think so?
Also, Do the Right Thing.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
What?
It's a Spike Lee joint.
What a riff.
If I was hanging out with some cultured people, it would have been.
Not going to stand by.
Oh, is that right? I'm so sorry.
I got the ref.
I'm so sorry.
I got the ref.
He got it. He didn't like it. He sent it right back at you. He eats shit like you for breakfast. Speaking of Billy Madison, that's a Happy Gilmore line that I just did. Guys, we're here to talk about Steely Dan, but first, we got a new segment.
Oh, my God.
Got a hopping new seg.
Fuck.
How do you like that, Tommy?
Ooh, just in
time. I don't think I told you. Did I? Yeah, I told you.
Great.
This isn't the game. This is, we got to, I'm spicing this podcast up. People like it, and I've decided to give them a couple more treats for listening.
Put some stank on it.
I call them Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of Jew listeners, they don't like to be talked to that way.
The Woodman listens.
The Woodman.
Woody Allen. It's his favorite.
The
podcast.
Woodman.
The Woodman.
Is that
come on.
The people call him the Woodman.
They call him the Woodman.
Yeah.
Old Woody Woodpecker.
You guys listen at home. You're gonna need Google open for all Tommy's riffs. Yeah. And Spike Lee.
You got
and
that
Woody
Jew
Allen
listeners?
One.
Get that Google open.
Hey, stinking.
I'm Jews. Feeling lucky.
Put down
Jews.
The dreidel. Pick up the Google.
AskJews.com. Anyways, this is so dumb. Right up to that. Our new segment is titled News About Artists Related to the Podcast.
Oh, wow.
So this is news about artists that you know that we would talk about in this sort of podcast.
Yes.
News about news about artists related to the podcast. Oh, come on,
Nick.
Come on, man. God damn it.
Well, it was
that's how you know
the end
shit.
Of the theme
it was
song
a gassy
now?
Shit.
That's how you know the jingle's over.
God it's damn it, Nick.
I ate a carbonated shit before we started this.
What'd you have a Sierra Mist?
All right.
What's
you
the
going
news?
In on Sierra Mist? Okay, so we have a couple pieces of news this episode. The most important, and maybe the only one we're going to do this episode, is... this is some news about Kid Rock went to the White House this very weekend and made a fashion faux pas, according to GQ magazine. Do you guys want to guess what it was?
Hat too low.
You're close.
His name is Kid Rock.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
His name is Kid.
That's what I'm saying is a fashion faux pas.
Kid Rock. Well, that's not.
Blazer didn't match the pants.
You think it's blazer pants?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have Joe C. like under his jacket?
Nobody had Joe Dirt in there.
No tie?
No, I think he was. He might have been wearing a tie. I want to look up the picture.
Swastika on the shirt.
No, that would have been good for today's
White House.
Jews will
love that.
Right?
Yeah.
These Jews, they want to be upset about something. Just kiddies. JFK. Just fucking kidding. Oh, I have a picture of it. Let me see here. I gotta. God damn it! This is so. Why is everything
was
so
it
hard?
Something to do with colors.
It's hat related. I'll give you that.
Hat related. Cowboy hat. I think he was wearing a cowboy hat.
Not
right?
a cowboy hat, but close. It's similar to a
fedora.
It is a fedora.
Okay.
Worse. I'm just gonna tell you. Backwards fedora.
Ew.
It was backwards.
Backwards fedora.
Oh god.
Can't do that.
That's a rally fedora.
That's right, yeah. That's when your ska band is really riffing hard, and you're like, put on your rally fedoras, they're killing it tonight!
Wow.
Yeah, so that's your news related to...
But nobody's a fan of Kid Rock would care, because nobody likes Kid Rock for his fashion
sense. That's true.
Right.
Well, we'll find out when Will Winter comes on to defend Kid Rock.
Oh boy, Will, what are you doing?
I really want to do. I want to do this. I think this is something we're going to do. I haven't pitched this to you yet, Tommy. But what do you guys think of this? A battle of the bands where we have two guests on at the same time who like different bands, and then they try to convince us which one is better.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
I love
that. All right, we're going to do that.
That'd be great. That'd be great live in front of the fans.
There you go.
That's true. Maybe that'll be our first live episode.
In front of the Tom heads.
The fans can participate.
The TNT?
Like
yeah.
Well, Tommy like you, fits as Tom also.
You both have T-O-M in your name.
Are you a Tom head or a Tommy maniac?
Did you settle on a nickname for your fans, by the way?
I did. Kareem Abdul-Takars.
That's fun.
It's given to me by Kristen Lundy, who I like to call by the wrong name all the time. Today I called her Cartoon Lundy. I called her Krusty Lundy.
I like that.
She's got a lot of good ones.
What do you call your fans?
McNamericans.
That's really
great.
Good, right?
That's pretty good.
It's great.
It's very good.
What do you got, Perlman?
Oh, probably Perlmaniacs.
That's great.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're going to take
Nanny
Nation.
All right.
Nanny
good.
Nation's great.
Yeah.
It's not the shitheads or something.
No, it ain't the shitheads.
It's the shit eaters.
Yeah, the shit eat. Yeah. It's the shit sniffers.
I'm going to call them.
They're not. I'm the shit eater. They're the shit sniffers.
A lot of people join that group without even knowing what they're joining. Yeah. They don't even know you're related.
They're trying to get a whiff of my dank breath. Okay.
The few.
Just
the
trying
proud.
To be a part of something great.
Shit sniffers.
The shit sniffers.
The shit sniffers of Nanny Nation.
Cum Nation. Well, I guess that you already have Cum Town. Check
Cum
them
Town.
Out. They're good.
Yeah.
Oh, doing great stuff.
But if they didn't have that, you'd be. Oh shit, we like those guys. They're good people.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
Man. The Perlmaniacs I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Kareem Abdul-Takars. I said Takarnies, which people really hated.
Not a fan.
You didn't like it either?
Reminds me of the short-lived HBO series Carnival.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. See, I remember seeing a teaser for that.
Well, we all saw the teaser.
Who didn't see
Nobody
the teaser?
Saw the show.
We all got teased.
Speaking of shows, you say that was an HBO show?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of HBO shows, I was editing an episode of this podcast where you make a Big Little Lies reference that I didn't understand until I was editing because I just watched the show.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
Very upsetting. Oh, and your reference, more upsetting. You talk about Perry on my podcast?
What was upsetting? How it ended?
The show? Oh, it was just very disturbing. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it all. Yeah.
It's a wonderful show. I loved it, but it's upsetting.
Nice show.
As somebody who, like, I don't want to get into the ins and outs of it, but it's very, there's a daunting fear the whole show that it was very hard for me to handle because that guy was a lot like my stepdad. So it was like it just was hanging over me. But like, great show. It was fucking awesome.
Good
and the
show.
Ending is
good
killer.
You heard my impression of Perry?
Let's hear it.
You drop the Legos. We need to have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
Here's my my impression of Perry. What's the deal with you? No, wait, goddammit. Could you be any more of a bitch?
Perry Seinfeld?
No, it was Matthew.
Seinfeld.
It was Matthew Perry. I fucked up and did Seinfeld.
Perry
That'd
Seinfeld.
Be great the impression.
Tommy bailed you out.
Look, Perry Seinfeld would have been better. God damn it.
Should have stuck to it. And then,
you know what? Hold for edit.
Tommy's going to parachute.
Man,
stick
this,
the landing.
This Big Little Lies show sounds fucked.
It's
oh, yeah.
Crazy,
it's wild.
Dude.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
What have you been watching, Nick?
Today I just caught up on Better Call Saul, season 3.
I was
3.
Just watching
episode
2.
So good.
I heard the theme
and
song.
The new Fargo season just debuted.
The Fargo
premiere
was great.
It was so good. Yeah.
Big fan of Carrie Coon. Happy she's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Also, I've been watching a lot of kung fu movies lately.
That's
great.
That's great.
So good.
I got Chinese food today.
Hello.
Oh.
Good. That's good. Dan, what have you been watching?
Well, I saw that Big Little Lies show.
Yeah.
And
what did you think?
I
don't want to give spoilers.
I was just real happy because I predicted everything from, I think, the third.
I predicted a couple of things, but not all of it.
I got it all except.
You got the big thing with.
Yeah, I got who died. Who the bully was.
I knew who the bully was. That's what I figured out.
Who the father was.
That's the big one that
because just there's only one guy in a suit. So
well, don't give things away, Dan.
Well,
damn.
Nobody knows who the one guy in a suit is.
I tried
is.
Watching the first
That's
20
true.
Minutes of the pilot, but I had to be honest. I only had 20 minutes before I had to be somewhere. So
you had to eat a bunch of shit somewhere.
I had to eat it. Yeah, there was a whole pile of shit. I have this app that alerts me when there's a giant pile of shit
What's
somewhere. It's called Doo Doo Tracker.
with no vowels.
It has a bad name, but it's really good.
It's like the Domino's tracker, but with
you get like a poop emoji on your phone.
It says like Steven is getting your shit ready.
Yeah. Sometimes you arrive too early, and the hobo is still like shitting.
It's a hobo,
and he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm just gonna dig in when you're done, and
Man.
The hobo, yeah, and then he gets back on this boxcar train
and
he skips town. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
he's a hobo.
I love those New York City hobos that are always skipping town
with a bag tied to a stick. You know,
oh man,
I mean that's a classic New York story. This city,
only in New York,
it's the city of rent.
The city of rent.
That's what I say whenever I walk out the door.
Daddy don't live in that New York City no more. Speaking of which, that is a Steely Dan song.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I get it.
We're talking about Steely Dan here today, babies.
Oh, yeah.
Only 10 minutes in, but we're going for it. Guys, this was fun reading about Steely Dan today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just jump right in with, do you want to start with the criticism? Or do
I
you
was going to say, I want to start with, I texted my dad because I remembered my dad had a strong opinion about Steely Dan, but I didn't remember
really?
If it was
Which
for
it
or against, so I didn't want to send a leading question.
What did Buford McNamara have to say?
Robert, Bobby Mack, the oldest.
BB Mack.
BB Mack, yeah. I said, talking about Steely Dan podcast today, don't you have a strong opinion about them? And he said, horrible live band. When Chevy Chase is your drummer, for a minute, that makes them lame.
Wow.
Did you know about
the Chevy thing?
No, was there a Chevy Chase incident?
He
went to college with them, and he would sit in and play drums with the two guys.
Yeah, under the name, the band name was different at the time, right?
But at the time, he was probably like one of the biggest stars in comedy,
right? No, he was
nobody
at that point.
He was a college student.
Yeah, he was a college student. This is pre-SNL.
Wow. Before he went on vacation.
Man.
They launched him.
Yeah, he got kicked out when Bill Murray beat the shit out of him.
Medium talent.
That's when it started. Medium talent. God,
best insult in showbiz history.
You'd say he's medium talent?
No, that's what Bill Murray said to Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Famous insult.
Well, I've never seen them live. Have you?
I did, actually.
Really?
What
did you think?
2 years ago, I saw them. I thought it was adequate. I'm not going to say
it was
terrible. It was at... where the fuck was it?
Experimental Comedy Gallery.
Yeah, it was at the Experimental Comedy Theater. There was a fire hazard. no, it was at the AEG Center, I think, in Jersey. I went with Mary.
Mary Houlihan?
Mary Houlihan and Steve DeSiena. We went like...
Friends
of the show.
Probably.
Someday.
Yeah.
When my life has passed me by.
Yeah. We went...
No.
Yep. And who opened for them? I'm trying to remember who opened. Oh. Was it Elvis Costello? Did Elvis Costello
what?
Open?
I don't think he would
that
open.
That doesn't sound right.
I think it
that
was...
That boy don't sound right. And I'm pointing to Nick.
Well, he was influenced by Steely Dan. All these guys were influenced by
That's
Steely
true.
Dan.
That's true. So maybe
I
did it as like a
So
favor.
Maybe, yeah, I think it was Elvis like Costello. And
I think it was. I'm
trying
I think
to remember.
It was.
Yeah.
Or now.
So, no, yeah. They're influenced by all these guys. I've never seen them live. Sometimes there's a big difference between how a band is live.
So
and
my
recorded.
Dad must have seen them.
Interesting.
Well, right. Otherwise, why would he say?
One interesting thing about them is they're such a studio band that like maybe that fucks with people because they're so produced.
Yeah, of
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they, I think, admittedly are like that, and they stopped touring because of that. They were like, we're just going to be a studio band. They toured for like 2 years in the 70s before they transitioned.
Yeah.
And we're proud of them for their transition.
Yeah. Well, I think they...
Very
you know,
brave of them.
Yeah, I remember when I first got into them, I was in high school, and like a lot of the people I hung out with were into like punk music, and so it was like the antithesis of like, you know,
right.
of punk music, because punk is all like raw and like fast and all that.
The
and
exact
Steely
opposite.
Dan takes its time. It's very like jazz kind of, you know, and, and so... And everybody's like, that's fucking lame.
They made
as
fun
shit.
Of you for like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
I
such
got,
a high
I got
school
made
thing.
Fun of
and probably now, none of them listen to punk anymore.
Yeah.
But you can still enjoy Steely Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to have them on the podcast to talk about punk.
Yeah.
Because they probably still do like it.
They probably still do.
Yeah. Punk wasn't just a genre. It was a movement.
Dude, it was an attitude.
But now the new punk is stand-up comedy.
It's DIY. It sucks.
Everyone's unhappy when it's going on.
I gotta eat shit on stage to get a fucking reaction from people.
The microphones don't sound good. The lighting isn't good.
The way that Elvis Costello opened for Steely Dan, would you open for Two Girls, One Cup as like an homage?
Oh, for sure, yeah. What, are you kidding me?
Do you think there'd be an audience for Two Girls, One Cup live? Yeah.
For like the 10-year anniversary?
They would sell out theaters.
It must be the 10-year anniversary at this point, right?
I think to the day.
A decade under the influence.
I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's the 10-year anniversary.
A very big day.
It's a huge day.
I heard tomorrow, bigger cup. Doing it again, bigger cup.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants a bigger
mug.
Cup.
One canteen.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the first of their songs you heard?
Wait. Oh, Steely Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I thought the Two Girls
They got an EP.
Actually, it's funny because I remember exactly what it was because I remember I went to go see the movie Me, Myself, and Irene.
It's a great film for all the listeners.
I love that movie.
And the soundtrack of that movie.
Oh, fuck you, Tommy.
Just
no, let's
momentum.
Talk about Me, Myself, and Irene
all right,
for
let's
one
talk
second.
About this.
That's good, yes.
I saw it in theaters with my aunt, and she regretted taking us immediately, but because I was like, what year did that come out?
That came out 2000.
2000, yeah. So I was like 13 or 12 or something like that.
It's a great age.
And it was perfect for me. It was perfect. It's those Fairly Brothers at their best,
no,
minus
it's not.
Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber is them at their best.
It's objectively not their best.
No.
It's objectively the best. Then Me, Myself, and Irene.
No, there's something about Mary.
Oh yeah, okay.
Kingpin.
Wait, they made Kingpin.
They did Kingpin.
Kingpin might be better than Kingpin.
Kingpin's number two. Dumb and Dumber's number one.
Dumb and Dumber's number one.
In my opinion, Dumb and Dumber's number one. Then Kingpin.
Then
I'm torn between There's Something About Mary and
Bubble Boy
and Me, Myself, and Irene. Bubble Boy.
They didn't do Bubble Boy.
I thought they did.
They didn't. I think they produced. Yeah. They didn't direct.
What, they do the Siamese twin one though, right?
Yeah,
that's
stuck on you.
Stuck on
which
you.
Is probably
that was
the
brutal.
Worst one
that was
besides
it's been,
one of the other Dumb and Dumbers they made.
Yeah,
they made like the prequel.
Dumb and Dumber 2. I'd put that first.
I never saw it. Did you?
As number one or
I just rank movies based on how recently I've seen them. So that's probably the best one.
Boss Baby, best movie of all time.
Yeah.
Ugh. See, but the soundtrack of Me, Myself, and Irene is all covers of Steely Dan songs.
Is that
right?
Yeah. And there was a song, I forget, I think it was Hootie and the Blowfish covered Any Major Dude Will Tell You. On
that might be where I knew that song from.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to hear these covers.
Yeah, and I liked the soundtrack to the movie when I saw it, and I like bought it, and then I was like so into it, and I was like, oh, these are all from this one band, and then
that's how you got into Steely.
That's
Dan.
How I got
that's
into
crazy.
Steely Dan, yeah. And Any Major Dude Will Tell You was like my favorite song, for like 2 years, and
that's
that was
on your
one
playlist.
Of the ones I'd never heard.
Yeah, I had never heard that one either, but it sounded familiar, and I think it's because I loved Me, Myself, and Irene so much.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
There was a soundtrack also that got me into this. I told you this last time.
Yes.
The people who can hack into Tom's computer can tell you this because they've heard it already. But no, so I heard...
I'm going to release both episodes.
He's got the poster, but the Seinfeld documentary Comedian, which also had an awesome soundtrack.
Yes. We had the same thing with them, with Deacon Blues.
With Deacon Blues, yeah. Right.
Oh, Deacon Blues in that?
Yeah,
it's
that's
the best scene.
It's the last scene of the movie. They're playing that.
What's going on?
It's like
cool.
He's getting ready. Yeah, he's getting ready to like do his first theater show since
he's
coming back.
He's just worked it all out. He's worked out the material. If you haven't seen Comedian, Comedian is a documentary about Jerry Seinfeld. You remember him from such impressions as Perry Seinfeld.
And Matthew Perry.
Throws out all his material, and it's tough for him. He has one tough set.
And then that's pretty much it.
He's and working just, at Governor's. And Pop Starts jokes didn't work.
He has $100 million.
He had one bit that only did okay. And then he just kind of destroys for the other 80 minutes.
The rest of it's him killing. Material comes very easy.
But it ends with Deacon Blues. And all the songs in that movie are really good. There's a lot of good jazz songs in that movie. And so then I looked up the songs or the soundtrack from that. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, that was Deacon Blues. And then I looked up their other songs. And I'd heard Reelin' in the Years, but I didn't.
I love Reelin' in the Years. I will say that's good.
Didn't make either playlist.
No,
I understand because some people don't want to put the most popular one.
Sure.
But that is definitely the only song I think of when I think of Steely Dan.
I didn't realize that was them.
That's how it would be.
I had a similar thing to you. And what you
fuck you. Two guests. This sucks.
Some people only like Nirvana's most popular song, you know, so it makes sense. I had a similar thing where between Comedian and then when we first recorded this podcast.
Right.
Because I didn't realize who they were necessarily. I knew about them from Deacon Blues, which I had forgotten was them, and then you put it on that playlist. But I had looked it up when I heard it on that because I was like, that song gets me fired up because it's the part where it's the shot where they show the microphone from behind and you see the light. Like it's like he's walking. They show him walking on stage and it looks like you're walking on stage.
Yeah.
It's an awesome shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is playing. It's like drink scotch whiskey all night. And you're just like, fuck, dude, that's perfect.
The
timing is so good. That got me into it too. So then you dug deeper though after that.
Dug the deepest and found all the songs and downloaded a bunch of them.
What are we talking? Are we talking LimeWire? Are we talking iTunes?
Yeah, where
are
you downloading?
It might have been the Kazaa era.
Oh.
Yeah, it might have been that Kazaa era.
It was a LimeWire boy. Kazaa gave me, I don't know, it scared me.
In what
way? LimeWire?
I liked LimeWire. Kazaa scared me.
Why?
I don't know. It's too close to Kazam. It didn't sound Kazaa.
No, that's what
what
welcomed me to it. Made me know it was going to be okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I think because I didn't like that movie.
Also, I think Kazaa was great because that was like right after Napster, and I couldn't have Napster on my dad's computer because he would read the news about Napster, but he didn't know what the fuck Kazaa was.
A safer version.
Practically
Kazam.
Just Kazam conjures images of like warmth and safety.
Shaq.
Oh.
Children.
Children.
Oh, Shaq.
Well, the two stars in the movie. It's Shaq and the boys.
That's right.
Starring Shaq and the boys.
Shaq and the boys.
Kazam.
Penny Hardaway. The boys.
Download it now on Kazaa.
Okay, so you got shit about it very quickly.
Yeah.
This is what I was going to say about the other ways I thought about Steely Dan,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember hearing this and feeling hurt by it. In the hit film Knocked Up, there's a scene where Paul Rudd is like a band, like he goes around and discovers bands.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And he's like a label guy or something. And he gets into a fight with what's his name? The other guy.
Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen's character. They're having a fun moment where he says something about Steely Dan, and then Paul Rudd says, "Steely Dan gargles my balls."
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of
that.
A sudden, I'm like, oh, Steely Dan sounds like they suck.
Yeah.
And that's what stuck in my head.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some things that just become cool to hate, and so people hate them without even really knowing what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a few things that just get bandwagon hatred. I think like Keanu Reeves is one of them.
Yeah,
and he's great.
He's great.
Keanu Reeves is awesome.
Everybody wants to work with him. He keeps getting asked to do movies. He's not horrible.
G Baby. Everyone.
He watched G Baby die and live to see another day.
Yeah.
He perseveres.
So people like they just become easy pile-ons for people who don't even listen to them or see them anything.
Sure.
It's just easy to hate them. So I think Steely Dan, for whatever reason,
like
got
Trump.
A little bit of that.
Trump. Know, everybody's
the Keanu's,
piling on
the
him.
The Trumps.
Piling on.
But he's, like, he's actually, he does some good music. Him.
Look
you know?
In his heart.
If you listen to it.
I saw Dumb and Dumber 2. The soundtrack of Trump carries the film.
I think Trump is
pulled that
the
out.
Fairly...
There's a wall. I don't know where it was going to go.
Trump is the Farrelly brothers' best work, I think.
Yeah.
He's written this whole campaign.
Best gags.
so that's, yeah, it's gotten, I've heard not, I didn't hear that, I didn't see that one, but there's other ones where it's gotten shit on in shows and stuff where I don't think people think really know what they do or what they're listening
to. Yeah, absolutely.
They're just older, weird-looking guys a little bit. They just look like nerdy old white guys.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, yeah, how could they be good?
Sure.
You know, but then you listen to them and they're
great. I think it's easy to take down someone like them because they are very popular. And this was one of the first bands that we had that is like, there's a ton of people talking shit about them, which... Like, the other ones, it's kind of hard to find it, but then there's people who really hate it.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like, a lot of people talk shit about it. Pitchfork gave their their most recent album a 1.6.
Wow.
What have they ever done?
Who are
they? What's interesting is they interviewed Mountain Goats.
John Darnell.
I think it might have been somebody else from the Mountain Goats that did this. I could be wrong. It was... Sorry about clicking into the mic. I don't know why I just did that. Maybe it was. I don't know. But it was somebody from the Mountain Goats. Is it just one guy?
He is the Mountain Goats. I mean, he has a backing band, but it's like if the moniker is him.
Damn it!
If you ask almost any of these bands, they were hugely influential.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of how they use like instrumentals and not being afraid to go off and do weird solo. Even like the subject matter, a lot of their songs is just like weird.
Oh,
and
like reeling like in the years.
Pretty much 100.
No one had ever thought to reel them in before.
Yeah, everyone threw them back.
Left them out there.
Everyone cast out the years.
But they never reeled them in. They're just sitting out there.
Before Steely Dan, people would do it, but nobody would do it again. Right. <you know?
laughs> Once. One and done. So credit where credit's due. Pitchfork.
You know what I think hurts Steely Dan legitimately? I think it's the naming format of adjective plus human name. I think if there was anything, variation of that, it's so easy to make fun of.
I think it's more that the meaning of Steely Dan is like a dildo or whatever.
Oh, it's from Naked Lunch. Yeah. From Naked Lunch. Naked Lunch.
I mean, yeah.
I get shit on. I think that how smooth they are is a big part of why they get shit on. And I think that how popular they got. Like, I think that when you're that popular, you're going to get shit on. Also, the image of the lead... what the fuck? Who are the members of the band?
Donald Fagen.
Donald Fagen. He has an image that does not... people don't like him.
He looks like
they
the
think
Wood
he's
Man.
An asshole.
He looks like Woody?
He looks like the Woodman a little bit.
He is a little bit like the Woodman.
Yeah.
This is a quote from him that I thought was really funny. That he's referring back to his college days when he like met Becker, which is Ted Danson.
A lot of people know that's what Becker
he
is based on.
He worked with Chevy Chase and Becker, as he said. No, when he met Becker, he referred to that as probably the only time in my life that I actually had friends.
Oh my
it was
God.
Such a sad quote to me. But he's also kind of an asshole. He's like been accused of like hitting his wife and shit like that. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, we're not defending that.
Of course, you came on here to defend that, Dan. You said you like Perry, and I remember he said he liked that.
Those are bad things.
Yeah. So those are. I think that there's a lot of parts of him that people don't like. Like the I sent you. I don't. Did I send you guys the Onion article?
I know the Onion.
I know
article
that.
You're
talking.
We'll
about.
Read it for the
article.
Funny. I'll read
that was
it.
Funny
so
article.
The article is from 2008, and it's Donald Fagen defends Steely Dan to friends.
Yeah, and
it's
using
a joke.
Using the arguments that a lot of Steely Dan fans would use.
Right, but he's like, no, I know some of it's self-indulgent, but you gotta like the undertones are very good.
2008 was also when I was like very into Asia.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God!
That was my first time living in New York, and it was like autumn, and I was like listening to Asia every day, and like
for out of town listeners, autumn in New York. I mean, Asia is the soundtrack of fall.
It really is.
The leaves change.
Autumn in New York.
It's a very genuine thing I believe, and it. And I'm very self-conscious about it, but that is very true.
Seriously, autumn in New York, the hobo shit is drier.
Yeah,
than
the hobo shit is drying, and you're starting to think about life.
Changing
and, you know,
colors.
Changing colors. Some of it, some, the wind blows some of it into your face, you know, and you're just...
Really quickly, you were right. It is Darnielle. To which I say, darn, Darnielle.
Yeah, so...
I was waiting.
Is Asia heat of the moment,
even,
Asia?
No.
No.
AJA.
Yeah. Oh, isn't there the band Asia that sang Heat of the Moment? Did I make that up?
Even...
they sing Heat of the Moment? Is that right?
Can you look it up? People are yelling at the screen.
Yeah.
Kanye, in his song Celebrate, he used a verse from Kid Charlemagne, which is on my playlist.
That honestly made me like that song.
Me too.
From the song Champion.
From Champion,
Champion
mm-hmm. From Graduation, right?
Yes, and that was one of my favorite songs on Graduation. So I was like, that gave me an immediate bump up on Steely Dan right away.
Yeah. And I read a little story about that today. I don't know if you guys knew this. Originally, Steely Dan turned him down to use that. And then he wrote them a letter explaining that it was explaining the feelings that it invoked about his father, and that's why he wanted to use it.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were like, you know what? Fuck it. That sounds good. You use it. Wow. And I was like, I like them. They're good dudes.
Yeah.
Then
I mean, they also probably got a lot of money.
No.
It's about your dad.
Kanye
Go for
West.
It for a massive amount of money.
Indie artist Kanye West. He wouldn't give anybody any money.
The note was just written on a check.
This
is about my dad.
We got a really nice blank note from Kanye.
It was just a Venmo comment.
About my dad. I accept.
I accept.
I Becker accept. Yeah, so the Kanye West thing was big. That like really changed me around on them. By the way, you were right, Asia.
Oh, I was right.
In the moment. You're on fire today.
Fantastic.
Mac man. Okay, so what criticism have you, cuz Nick said that he would be made fun of by like his punk friends.
Yeah,
his bad crowd Nick was hanging out with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dan, were you getting shit on about this?
Oh, I always get shit on about the music that I liked because a lot of my friends like 8th grade, they love Metallica. And so if you didn't like Metallica, then you weren't cool. Was the
some
logic.
Kind of monster.
Some kind of fucking monster. And you know me. Always been a monster.
Right.
So
of course.
But I wasn't as... Like, I liked a couple Steely Dan songs, but I was into jazz because my daddy played jazz music, so that was always in the house. And it becomes like acquired taste, and then you start listening to it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's so not Metallica.
And your dad was Seb. So, am I right?
Is what?
From La La Land.
La Land.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the
second time I've referenced that.
La La Land is a great movie that shows sometime in life you can only get 99% of what you want. That's what I'm
saying. Shit. So don't even start with Tommy about this.
I like La La Land.
All right. Yeah, that's great.
And I feel like, so you can like Steely Dan and it's cool that everyone makes fun of you, but if I like La La Land, it's lame then?
Yeah,
it's
pathetic.
It's white people, it's white people and it's jazz music. It's the same thing.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Land.
Oh, but no, they did. Yeah, Lamb-il? I did get made fun of also.
Fuck.
Dad music. What? That would be the big criticism.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad hates it.
That it's dad music. Everyone except
dad.
Tommy's dad music. That's what I've
Tommy's
been hearing since,
cool, though,
since
so
a young
different.
Age.
Tommy's got a very cool dad. He talks shit about people on Twitter. It's really funny.
He's been known to tweet at Chicago
great.
Comedian.
What's his handle?
It's like do you remember it?
It's at Yenger49.
Okay.
A follow.
We'll post it on the website.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It looks like
Yen
Girl.
Oh, yeah. So that would be the big guy.
He once tweeted that Tommy was a poor man's Ian Abrams.
That's a true story. Oh,
that's great. Did he tag Ian in that?
No, he,
no, he didn't tag either of us. I found it months later.
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands.
Wait, does your mom follow me on Twitter?
Probably.
Yeah. I think I got a friend request from her or an Instagram follow.
Yeah.
One of
them.
Susie, right?
Susie, good lady.
That's great.
Great lady. Sent an Easter basket that we talked about for 5 episodes.
She's the Steely Dan of moms.
Oh, that's you're not going to want to hear about a whole lot of these criticisms.
We go through the songs we picked. Or
we
something?
Will. That's how we usually end it.
Oh, yeah,
but we're gonna end it on a game today.
Stop putting on your coat.
Halfway out the door, this guy.
You wanted to talk about these guys. We don't care.
Just want some of Tommy's Chinese food.
My doo doo tracker keeps going off in my pocket.
Is it a vibration? What is it?
Yeah,
nice.
It makes a little fart noise.
Oh boy. Oh boy!
Who like runs the app? Because if it's the homeless guys, are surprised when you come up? Like
the government.
Yeah. This one is big,
the government.
Big government.
Wait, what was it called again? Doo-doo?
Tracker.
Tracker.
Oh, of course. It's very simple. They keep it simple.
Pretty simple.
People
pretty
don't simple. Like anytime there's instruments. That makes people mad. You'll have anytime there's like an instrumental, it gets people angry. That's
oh,
my
talking
theory.
About doo-doo tracker.
Oh, no, no, no. I was circling it back.
I'm sorry. We were talking about the very important app.
I was bringing it back to the whatever.
Yeah. People don't like instrumentals, you're saying.
They don't.
Yeah.
That's a criticism.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that it's... I think... Tommy, well, you don't like when it's a song's long, which Steely Dan does a lot of, like, jamming out sometimes.
My whole life, yeah. I think all songs should be between 2 and 4 minutes.
Which we won't...
Nothing more.
We won't relate to this to your playlist yet. We'll talk about that during the songs. But yeah, okay. Steely Dan is known for having some for stretching a song out a little,
yeah.
You know, just...
Where do you have to go? Where are you going?
I don't know if it's, like, an ADD thing, but I've always had friends who are, like, into jam bands and stuff, and it drove mm-hmm. me crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it's a childhood love of Kurt Cobain, who said, verse, chorus, verse, that's all you need.
Maybe,
and,
yeah. I'll say, going back to the live thing, that's why I can't stand Grateful Dead live, but I like their studio stuff.
19-minute songs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
We get it. He was driving the train high on cocaine.
Yeah, but then you get, right, but you get a studio like Uncle John's Band or Sugar Magnolia, and it's like, yeah,
oh,
cool.
It's great.
Just stick to the thing.
Friend of the devil, are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm not kidding you.
Are you kidding? Are you fucking kidding?
I wouldn't kid you about that. I'd be not kidding for 2 minutes 35 seconds.
Really quickly, it's funny that we're talking about Steely Dan today because not 2 hours ago, Dave Waite, comedian Dave Waite.
Oh, yeah.
From Not Safe with Nikki Glaser?
That's right. That's
wow.
Right. And from probably like Live at Gotham and shit. Like he was on, I know he was on Jimmy Fallon. I should probably say that instead. He had just written, he tweeted at Spotify, "Dear Spotify, I don't like Steely Dan. Can you please stop playing their commercial?" And I think he legitimately thought that would work. But then I asked him why he doesn't like them. And he said, "Cheesy and whiny, too much jazz." It's like, I think you just don't like jazz.
Well, right. You didn't like jazz. Yeah.
But then Matt Monroe said, "Steely Dan, your dad's Radiohead," which is like, yeah, that sounds like it's good then. Your dad's Radiohead?
Yeah, the dad thing I don't really understand. Because
I mean,
some music from that era it's cool to like, so I don't know why.
Right.
You know.
I've never had a dad, so I don't understand.
You know? I didn't know that there was so much hate for them, to be mm-hmm. honest, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people that I know now really like them.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I've seen more ironic love than I have hate. Like, think of like, "Oh, Hello." Like, that was the big through
sure.
show.
Sure.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, down. I feel like I've seen more of that.
Yeah, in the show, yeah. "Oh, Hello," that John Mulaney and Nick Kroll made, mm-hmm. a lot of it is Steely Dan
yeah.
references.
Oh, they
really?
Even make
it's
a joke about
heavy.
how they're making so many Steely Dan references
yeah.
that nobody's going to get.
It made me because they do a lot of, like, they'll sing songs that sound like Steely Dan, but
yeah.
they're not quite Steely Dan. It's really
right.
funny. But leaving there, I was like, oh, I love the song that they're doing, that like that they're making
yeah.
fun of. I was like, I love that song. And you know that they must like them if they're
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Putting it
so
in,
I think
yeah.
it is a lot of, like, they're kind of easy to make fun of because they're trying to be so sarcastic all the time, too,
mm-hmm.
in their
yeah.
music. So then it's like when somebody's sarcastic, then they become targets a lot, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I sent you guys an article from what I found out later was, I believe, a comedian or someone attempting.
It was a blog spot.
Yeah.
Sent us, yeah.
Did you get tricked like I did?
What did
on our
no.
episode, I was reading a joke article that I thought was real.
And you passed it off? You were
and
reading fake
I
news?
I was reading fake news on
He's
the air.
Fake news.
He you're
put
the problem.
Fake news on this podcast. This is why Trump ain't so bad, you know?
That logic works out.
That tracks all the way through.
Speaking of tracks, Steely Dan's got a bunch of them.
Oh,
they do.
How are we doing?
Mike Brody comic.
Feeling?
Am I allowed to say that?
God,
he's a comic.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
He has comic in the handle.
Yes,
and he said, I think he's a comedian.
I mean, there's a lot of people who call themselves comics who I would say are questionable. Have you...
I think it was Ed Garfield comic. Is he a comedian?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the worst kind of article at all.
Yeah, he's just saying it sucks with no evidence or even no reasoning. It always sucks.
Not even, he's like half clever with it too.
Okay, here's a line from it. Maybe you love Steely Dan. I pity you. You have horrible taste in music, and secretly nobody likes you because you're a freak.
All right,
I like this guy.
I'm okay with that.
This guy's a mental midget.
He said, "Oh shit!"
Hey, I like that. I like that segment.
Dropping M bomb on the show.
The mental midgets.
Let me.
That's a good band.
Well, are we allowed to ask though? Like what did you guys think when you listened to?
So let's just you want to go into the playlist now and then
sure.
We'll
yeah,
talk.
We'll
we can
yeah,
talk
yeah.
more after if we okay. feel like it. All right, we'll just jump to the playlist so that way you guys know exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes guests I find get upset when we have been talking about the band forever and we don't talk about how we feel because then they feel betrayed by our ratings because like, oh, we've been sitting here talking to you and you fucking looked at us in the eye. And then turns out you hated them. And really only one guest did that, and it was mostly to Tommy. But
who got mad?
Racine.
Mike Racine. Yeah. Yeah, very
so now when I don't like a band, I'm saying they're in Racine's Ravine.
Well, at least
what
you
was
got
his
the,
band?
At least you got the rhyme out of it.
Limp Bizkit.
His band was Limp Bizkit? Wow.
What do you think about if you do like them, they're in Quizala's Impala?
Love it. So is that a 5 out of 6?
Yeah.
I think
4.5 or above. I think 4 above, right? Because that's
4 and above and 2 and below are the big guys.
Okay, yes. And then, yeah, you know, 3, that's just, that's the fine line. Fuck, I was trying to think of another guest we've had. What's the title line?
Oh, Ari Findlang's Fine Line.
All right, so I'm gonna do this where
I have met a lot of guys.
Oh shit!
Really, something special.
This could be a fucking commercial, man. 4 dudes laughing.
Oh, this could be an ad for a thing.
Drink Founders All Day IPA.
Oh, hi, Don Draper. I've got your next spot.
Eat shit that a hobo shit out of his butt. All right, here's how we're gonna do this, fuckos. I said it so directly.
Here we go.
I'm gonna alternate back and forth. We had Dan because normally we have guests send in 6 songs that we go through. On this episode, we didn't want to do that, so we had Nick send in 3, and we had Dan send in 3, which was very hard, I'm sure. But to narrow it down to 3, so I feel kind of bad about that. But
no,
now you guys can comment on each other's.
That's right.
We're going to start off with Deacon Blues, which is Dan Perlman's pick.
Yes.
Fantastic.
From Comedian.
From the film, I don't think it's a feature film. Oh, no, it was in
theaters
this fall.
No,
it's
a feature.
It's on the poster
film.
Right
it was
there.
Feature, yeah.
So let's turn this up. Let me know when you can hear it.
Yeah, can
decide. Wild gambler, that's all. This one's for real. I already bought the deal. So useless to ask me why. Throw a kiss and say bye. I'll make it this time. Ready to cross that fine line.
Yeah, it's funny
learn
that you guys are.
Saxophone.
Oh, I actually really like that part. This is the part that I wanted to play.
I play just what I feel. Drink scotch and whiskey all night long. And die behind the wheel. They got
it.
Wow, so
that
good,
just got
right?
me.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah,
that's the song that like got me into them immediately. So, mm-hmm. Dan, you picked a great song here.
The best.
Having listened to it, I've probably listened to this, I want to say 10 times since you
wow.
guys made the playlist.
Yeah.
I would give it the one criticism, but it is a little bit long. Like, it drags a little bit towards the end. Like, in my opinion, the very end, I started skipping. Around listen 4 or 5, I was like, I don't need to finish this.
Dan looks like
get
he's gonna
Dan.
Fucking pop.
So you picked the song because it's Comedian, and I'm assuming
Yeah, I really love that song. I think it's great. I think it's
yeah. What are we talking? 7 minutes here, though.
It's again, so good though.
It's great.
7:37.
It's great.
It's not an airplane.
It hits,
it's a song.
Oh shit, boy.
I think I got lost in Malaysia in the middle of that song.
It's the great, great song. It hits different notes. It goes. It's not repetitive the whole way through.
That's true. It's not repetitive, which I like a lot. And but here's another fun fact about this though. So one criticism I have of Steely Dan is sometimes it feels like their lyrics are just like they like agree with each other too much, Becker and Noel Fagan. And so there's a story about this song specifically where they were coming up with the lyrics.
Yeah.
And Fagan shows up and he's like, okay, what about they call Alabama the Crimson Tide? They call me Deacon Blues. And, Becker was like, wait, do you mean like because Alabama wins all the time and you're like a loser? And he was like, sure. Yeah. They just went with it. Funny.
I thought they called Alabama S-Town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The whole state?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I have to say about that. Anybody drink a whole pint of turkey, get it? That'd get anybody gobbling.
What the fuck? Was
quote
that?
From S Town.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Drink a pint of wild turkey, that'd get anybody gobbling.
S Town fans will love that.
S Town, yeah.
You don't like that?
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it.
But no, just as a quote.
I've listened to three episodes.
Let's say fuck the podcast.
I don't know.
That's a fun quote. Just you
no,
drink a pint
a
of wild
one.
Turkey, that'd get
fun.
Anybody gobbling.
But
that's
you
fun.
Said it with like the cadence that you were just making it up.
No, I wasn't trying to do that.
No, I know. But that's okay.
You know what? You're right. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Here's my thing with that lyrics criticism, and maybe this is just is more me, but I really don't care about
how they
music's lyrics.
Yeah.
Same here.
I never listen
to
it.
Yeah.
I don't absorb it. It takes me a long time to even understand what it is they're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like the voice as an instrument, but I really do not care about it.
You guys must love the NBC show, The Voice, and hate the CBS show, The Lyrics.
Is there a CBS
no.
show?
Oh, but there will be if I have my way.
Fucking one.
Without television is nowadays, I wouldn't be shy.
You fell for my prank, you dumb bitch.
I mean, they'll put anything on that air.
Fuck.
Carpool karaoke. Drop me off.
I'll take an Uber.
Put me an Uber X next time. I don't want the pool.
Boy, oh boy.
All right, next song.
All right. The next song. This is, I forgot I'm alternating. So the first song on Nick's version of the playlist is a song called Everyone's Gone to the Movies.
Oh, my God, yes.
Let's turn this. I'm gonna skip ahead.
And this is about when me, myself, and Irene came up.
Yeah.
Nobody on this podcast is on your side right now. Tell me.
Okay, so you made a fatal mistake with this song.
Yes.
Is you only played a weird excerpt where
you
wouldn't know
wherever
you how
want.
Weird that song is. No,
yeah, that's
but
the
so
thing. I was trying to find the part that makes it really
right,
weird.
Right, it was before it. But that's a mistake I made when I was in high school. First girl that I dated, we're sending each other love songs. And like I just said,
oh,
I don't
wow.
listen to lyrics. I don't listen to them. I don't absorb it. All
right.
I heard was that hook.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone to the movies, now we're alone at last.
Right.
But the song.
So that song
is very creepy, I think.
It's creepy.
It's about a pedophile.
With the very,
it's right. It's about somebody who's underage.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're. It's like you're almost
it's
18.
Kids, if you want
it's
some
about
fun,
a guy.
Mr. LePage is your man.
Mr. LePage, he has these kids over and he's showing them pornographic movies.
Yes.
And the chorus is from the perspective of one of the kids' parents saying, everyone's gone to the movies. Now we're alone at last. So the parents can have like a fun time.
Oh my God.
While their kids are like in this guy's like garage watching.
Basement.
Oh, yeah.
He's, at some point,
I understood that another way.
At some point
okay.
he said, soon you will be 18. I think you know what I mean.
I think you know what I mean.
But I didn't hear any of that. So I sent that to her. And we'd send like a few songs back and forth. She was like, what is this?
How old were you?
I don't know, like 15, 16?
You know what that means.
Dude. I have been there,
yeah,
dude.
T-ball
time.
With Tommy McNamara.
One time,
it's out of here.
One time I was sending a girl a playlist. I don't listen to these lyrics. It was a song called "Hey, You're Crazy, Bitch." That's really
great
beautiful.
Hook.
Great hook.
Buck Cherry, baby.
But it's a very.
You know who else had a great hook? Perry. All right, look. You know what? I don't like that. It made me uncomfortable. Anyways.
It's probably the prettiest song about a child molester.
It's very, that's the problem. When you put that on the list, yes. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember thinking the song's pretty. And then I listened to the lyrics again. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember me and Dan talked about like how it's like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
A little bit. Little
but you
bit.
Love it. You
I
love
do
it.
Love
You're
that
sick
song.
Perv.
I think, yeah, I'm a sick fuck. And, and I mailed pieces of my skin to... To Mormons or hey, you had some great riffs this episode too.
Oh shit.
But I think you know, I don't really listen to lyrics, but I remember that song stuck out and it kind of made me be like, wow, these guys are fucking weird and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting that they do a lot of concept music. Like Deacon Blues is interesting like that because like a character that they came
right.
up with or whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump to the next song, which is My Old School.
Oh,
is there a certain part of the song I should play?
No,
I
no,
always
no.
run into this, right?
It's
don't
all
know
about child molesters.
All right, here's My Old School.
Well, I did not think the girl could be so cruel.
I was grooving.
You were grooving?
Why go back to your old school if you can sing like that? There's no need.
Thank
There's
you,
no
Dan.
Need.
What if they ask you to be the commencement speaker?
What, are you going to sing that to the kids? No.
Would you give a commencement speech, Dan Perlman?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Well, you're in luck. My online university.
Type one out.
That was fun. It's a good solo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That part was great.
As an axe.
I don't remember.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You swing that axe?
Oh, I'm an axe man.
That one apparently got kicked out of his college. I forget where he went to college, but he got kicked out
Bard.
For some bullshit reason.
Yeah,
Bard.
Yeah.
And it was real. So this was a real fuck you to Bard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was like a rebel, man. I mean, he was smoking cigarettes all the time, according to his Wikipedia.
Nice. He doesn't care what the student handbook
that makes
says.
The wiki?
Yeah.
He's not going to go to the smoker's lounge. It's fucking Fagin. He's hanging out with Chevy.
It's fucking Fagin.
It's fucking Fagin, dude.
Fagin.
Yeah, he was like a beatnik in college, and he was... he was chain smoking Lucky Strikes.
Tommy pointed
dope.
At me. I just wanted to take a moment to point out that Tommy pointed at me when you said beat Nick.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
Is that a call to arms?
I think so, man.
Yeah. All right. Tommy, that's another one. It's almost 6 minutes long, but I enjoyed it. I like that song. It gets a. Like, for me, too, that one got a little long where I
started to
skip it.
How long has Everyone's Gone in the Movies? That one's pretty short.
Everyone's Gone in the Movies is like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice
and tight. In and out.
Hit all the buns for
In
me.
And out. You're almost 18. We don't have time to waste.
Yeah. Back home.
All right, the next one on Nick's list is a song called Dirty Work.
Oh, this is great.
Norm MacDonald.
Don Rickles, R.I.P.
To pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time.
Oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
No more. No.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
No. Great
song.
Was
this in Tokyo? Nick went to Tokyo.
I did go to Tokyo. Oh, yeah.
Is that why you've been watching Kung Fu movies?
No. That's China.
So defensive, Nick. Jesus. You go to Tokyo, you get all sensitive.
You also mentioned you got Chinese food earlier, as if that is relevant.
Right, yeah.
You went to Tokyo, is it? How about Chinese food?
Yeah, Chinese food.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I bet this song would be great live. I bet your dad would have heard this. You know
oh,
why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because hearing it, I felt like I was there.
Oh, wow. It does take you there.
It does. No, but honestly, I think that would probably be a good live one.
It does feel like a good
very
live
pretty.
One. Builds nice.
Yeah.
Builds nice. Everyone could be waving. If you have something to wave,
one of
wave
the few
it.
Songs you see Tony Soprano sing in The Sopranos.
Is that right?
There's one episode where he's driving and they just cut to him driving and the song's playing and he's singing along with it. So,
interesting.
You know.
I know one of the other ones he sings.
What's that?
That's when he goes south of the border.
Oh, right. When he's playing Monopoly.
Yeah. I like when he sings a ba 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 ba. I'm
Wait,
loving it.
I don't think that happened in the
Sopranos. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the Hamburglar.
The McDonald's commercial.
Oh my God. That's what I'm thinking of. I get those confused all the time. I have a disease.
Which one hung out with Big Pussy?
That 30 seconds did seem like not that much time. Establish a character.
But it did end right like when you didn't expect it.
It did end as suddenly.
I'm going to say it. That was my favorite song on the playlist, I think. And I came in a bigger fan of Deacon Blues.
Did you not hear that one last time?
Did you put Dirty Work on there
remember.
Last time?
I don't remember either.
I have that playlist somewhere on my Spotify, so I could find it. But that song puts Nick in the lead for favorite songs.
Nice.
I liked that one a lot. That one's
I did too.
Great. Thematically, it was interesting, and it's tight, and that build is great. I sound like I'm talking about a dame.
I love a dame's build.
Keep it tight.
Seems pretty appropriate for Steely Dan music.
All right, next song. This is the song that we were talking about earlier with the Kanye sampling. They sampled Kanye for this. They used parts of Yeezus to... No, this is the song called Kid Charlemagne off of Dan's playlist.
Hell yeah.
I gotta stop winking.
Tommy winks at me 500 times an hour.
That's pretty accurate.
Did you feel like Jesus? Did you realize that you were a champion in their eyes? On the hill, the stuff was laced with kerosene, but yours was kitchen clean. Everyone stopped to stare at your technical motor room.
This is the first of Dan's choices that I would not put on my
interesting.
List. But, yeah, but still a fun song.
Very fun song.
Yeah,
it's about a dead drug dealer.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked. I didn't know that, but I looked that up because I wanted to tell you guys something.
Well, thank you for.
That's interesting. The band The Hold Steady.
You.
Ever listen to them?
No.
The Hold Steady. Do you really?
Steady. I hate them.
Why?
I hate that guy's voice.
I'm going to defend them to
oh,
you.
Oh, shit.
Craig Finn, he's a great man. And, they have a lot of songs about a drug dealer named Charlemagne that must be a reference to Steely Dan.
Probably.
Hopefully, or else it's outright theft. They have this other song about reeling in the ears.
FM.
Maybe my voice is like his, huh?
It is similar to it, which is probably why I hate them.
Wait a second. You should have said that's probably why I like them.
Why
honestly, the second I heard that part that Kanye samples, I was like, I don't care what
Same.
The rest of the song is, I'm on board.
Same here.
Because I love that Kanye song.
First 30 seconds, I was like, this sounds pretty good. As soon as I came in, I was singing the rest of the Kanye song. I was into it, and I liked the rest of it, and I liked the build to that part of the song a lot. I thought it was a cool, like, I felt the same way I felt when I heard the Kanye sample. I loved that. So it's like the same, I mean, it's the same exact thing, so.
I will say I had no idea it was Steely Dan.
Me neither.
And if you asked
me,
I would have said it was an African-American woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I could hear that for sure. Did you realize?
Did it make you like it less?
This is a trap.
Yes. That's what I thought. Because there was, what was that song?
God, Tommy, you're so white. I thought it was Lemonade.
Oh, fuck you.
Tommy White as hell. Go watch La La Land.
Stick to La La Land.
You backwards, bitch. Yeah, put your fedora on backwards.
Leave
the Kanye Steely Dan combos for us boys.
Dan, did we wait? Yeah, you already.
Yeah, that was
some
the
of that.
Kid Charlemagne.
I remembered Nick's part, and then I
name another one. Josie, that's another good one.
Josie
never gets mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit! I was just reading something about Josie, and I've totally fucking forgotten. It
was probably the song was based on someone named Josie. I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where she's in 3D or?
We're gonna wait on the hydrant pool when Josie comes home.
No. I'm thinking of the other
when Josie comes home.
Here's a fun fact.
So good. Why are you shaking your head, Tommy?
This is exactly what I was.
I'm having some of your rice.
Oh shit! This is the sort of stuff I was talking about. So this is a fun. I looked up these fun facts about Steely Dan and related to Josie.
Yeah.
This is a fact. It's fact number 15 on Ultimate Classic Rock's list of 20 facts about Steely Dan.
It's a great age.
So this is even Becker and Fagan don't know what some of their obscure expressions mean. Walter and I enjoy making up our own slang, says Fagan. In Josie, a street gang uses a weapon called a battle apple. Yeah. I don't know what that is, nice. But it sounded better than anything else we could come up with. What the fuck, man? You're just
That's
throwing
cool.
out battle apple?
How many
apple?
Other things did they try? That battle
well,
apple
come
was.
On,
battle
you know?
Apple?
Look at, like, Beck. He comes up with all kinds of shit for his lyrics.
Odelay.
Odelay, yeah. Loser.
How many Beatles songs don't
loser.
Make any sense?
Which ones?
Yeah, name five.
A lot of Come Together, the lyrics are gibberish.
No.
Yes.
It makes total sense.
Eating not chocolate bad, cake in a bag?
Have you no shame?
Why don't we do it in the road? Get out of the road. It's dirty
I'm
in the road.
I'm walking in.
Get out of the road.
I want to make a reaction song to that.
Get out of there.
Get out of the road. We're going to work over here.
Every fucking day with these guys. I've seen one, I've seen them all.
These goddamn immigrants in the street.
Just Mark David Chapman in a construction outfit.
Bigger than Jesus, more annoying than Jesus.
All right, we'll play the last song on this playlist. Song. This is Nick's last song, which we discussed earlier. It's this. Any Major Dude Will Tell You, the non-Me, Myself, and Irene version.
Right.
This is Steely Dan's.
When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there, no. Sparks tears, well look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls.
That's
what
any
a
major
fun
dude will tell you. What
Sunday.
A great song.
Right?
That's such a great song. Dan, what do you think about that song?
I like that song. That's not one of my favorites of theirs. I'd put that somewhere in the middle, but I like it. I mean, I just like their vibe, yeah.
What song did you leave out that we were talking about that you were hoping Nick would put in?
Oh, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah. I listened to that today. I like that one a lot. That's a good song.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. It's just a fun. And
that's
that one,
a really good
that one.
One
was based on, it was like some memory he had of a girl he met.
Yeah.
Who is somewhat known. I don't remember who.
It was Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lindholm.
It was Ricky Lake. It's Ricky Lindholm.
You know, didn't he jerk off in front of Ricky Lindholm?
She was a year old.
Oh, shit.
And then, they met at some party, and he gave her his number. She never calls him.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't need to call nobody else.
Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Oh, shit.
It's real pretty. That one, I'll agree that one goes on a little long.
Time before Venmo.
It's funny, that one goes on a little long. I forget.
Cell phones.
Simpler time before Venmo, yeah.
I think of a lot of music as the pre-Venmo era.
Ricky, don't lose my handle.
BVE for the Venmo era.
You don't need to DM nobody else. Nick, why, Nicky, don't lose that number. Why that song?
I've said before, it's important because it was like the first like Steely Dan song I heard, not by them, but still, like, you know, it was the first one I heard that I was like, this is cool, and really kind of like opened up the door for me to them, and mm-hmm. I still think it's a good time, that song.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you. That's a good time. They opened up a door that never closed for your heart. Mm-hmm. Tommy?
How do you like them, Tommy? You've been real quiet.
No, yeah. I haven't.
You jump in when we talk about other topics, but then when Steely Dan comes up,
you jump in with your, you know,
brim over his eyes.
Making fun of Asian people, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're always
I'm trying to close think to about his best. My number. Which I don't want to lose, but we rank out of six.
Yeah, we rank out of six. So
and
how
I think
do you want to do this?
Go first, because
I
go
have
first.
My number for sure. I did it during that song.
I think they're
like
a team.
Smart guy. I think team two. And actually, I think that they would split the number anyway. I'm gonna go 5 out of 6 on this one. We go out of the number of tracks. It's not a judgment of the band. It's a judgment of each of these songs.
Yeah.
And for me, every song scored, but the My Old School and Everyone's Gone. So I downgraded My Old School half a point for how fucking long it is, but I still liked it. I did enjoy it. So I was like, I'm not going to fucking kick it out of bed for going on too long. So a lot of people like it when you last really long in bed.
True.
I think they're whores.
What are you jawing about?
I think 6-7 seconds. What more do you need? Woman?
Sex with a woman.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Let's not get into this.
No. That's another podcast.
We should start a different podcast.
First the Lindholm thing.
called White Whalen. Anyways.
All right.
Then the other song, I chipped off half a point for how much Everyone's Gone to the Movies creeps me out. Yeah. Even though it is a good song and it's interesting.
Sure.
And knowing that they don't actually, it's not like they're pedophiles.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Right.
They just hit women.
That's the other thing. To be honest, let's just say that's the half a point.
Yeah,
dog.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Tough but fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bit extreme, but whatever. I agree that we have to change the culture somehow.
You know what? All right, another 0.1. So 4.9 because of all that. That's me standing by
them. Score.
They are in, what did we say, the group?
Quetzales Impala.
They're in Quetzales Impala
of
greatness. We're going to stand by them. I'm standing by them. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So here's where I was at. Just from the listen around, when I was just listening today by myself at work, I wasn't feeling great about going into this one. I'm not going to lie. I was skipping a lot. Because maybe the songs were too long, or I was getting a little bored, and I kept scared. I thought I might give these guys a 3. But through talking to you guys and thinking about songs like Ricky Don't Lose That Number, which I hadn't considered as part of their oeuvre, I bumped it up. I'm going to go 3-7.
Wow.
So that's still on the positive side. So I'll still say I stand by. Yeah.
So it's still
it's too long. That's what makes dock the
points. Some of the songs are too long. I don't love their harmonies, honestly. I find them a little off a different era. That's not to my liking too much.
Right.
I like the instrumentation. I think their solos are fun, especially that one on the last one, which was more of an acoustic kind of solo. I enjoyed that. But yeah, 3.7, and I stand by
3.7, not bad. That's not bad. How do you
I'm
guys
taking
feel
a photo of when I lost respect for Tom.
I want to be in this.
Oh yeah, you got
Why
to.
Why didn't I do this afterwards?
The Chinese food on the table.
Oh hell yeah, that's a great pick. That's a solid pick.
Great pick for a great pod. Huh?
Hell yeah, we gotta start doing that more often. Guys, yeah, we're fucking happy with this. This is a fun one. Really quickly, right. We got a couple of games here came up with right before the podcast. That I think it'll be a fun palate cleanser for
get out the
how
cup
mad
and the
you
two
guys
girls.
For how mad you guys are at Tommy because
oh
of what
God.
He said.
Are you good, by the way? I know your show's at...
I gotta take off in like 5 minutes.
Perfect. That is perfect. Yeah. All right. So the first game here is a game where it's a bidding game where... It's not a bidding game. What I'm going to do is every band on Spotify has a top five that's listed under the name. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to list the bottom song... And then you guys can buzz in and try to figure out who the band is. And
okay.
If you guess wrong, you lose a point. And if you guess right, you get to try to guess the rest of the songs.
Okay.
And you get points doing that. And we'll just go with the high score after like three.
Okay.
To make this move fast.
Totally.
And this could be any band.
This could be. It's going to be bands that would fit in this podcast.
Okay.
So I'll try to make it fair by not doing ones that we've
fair
done
and balanced.
Already. Fair and balanced for the Fox News of podcasting.
Love it.
All right, so the first band, like I said, I'm going to name the bottom song first.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called Can't Get Enough of You, Baby. And you don't have to bid
Smash
on the first
Mouth.
One. Tommy McNamara on the
board.
Can't
get enough of you, baby.
That's right. Man, you want to try to name the top four?
All-Star.
All right.
No
Walking
way.
On the Sun.
Okay.
Those are the only two I know.
Are you going to give up?
Yeah.
So you got two more. You got Tommy Mac with 3 points on the board.
All-Star Remix?
No.
Not a bad guess.
But
bad guess.
Also, that's not how the goddamn
When the Morning
game
Comes?
Works. No, that's another band.
Oh, it is?
Fuck.
Yes. That's Sugar Ray, I believe. Damn.
No, that's Fastball. That's who it is.
When the morning
people get
comes.
Mad when we do these.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Lose a point.
Yeah. I'm
going to
lose
right.
a point. No, When the Morning Comes. Maybe that is Smash Mouth.
I think that is
Let's
Smash
Let's play
Mouth.
The game that makes Fuck. People mad.
I'm sorry. All right. Let's see. What's another one I could do here? All right, I got it. The number five song for this band is Uma Thurman. I can jump to the next one, too.
Yeah, what's the next one?
You don't. The next one is Immortals. The next song is My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
What the fuck?
Bad Midler.
That's wrong. That is wrong.
Midler.
No, it's like a pop punk band for sure.
Yeah, that's along the lines. This is a tough one, but just based on their track listing.
Fallout Boy?
Are you buzzing in?
Yeah, all right. Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy's correct.
Wow.
Wait, Spotify's wrong.
Okay.
Though. No, it's not their top five.
And their
it
number
doesn't
one
have to
is
be
number
one songs. It's just they have a five, but it's usually that. I think I don't know if they
clearly
get.
Clearly, none
I mean,
of us knew
number
it.
One?
He was still trying to get you on the buzzer.
Yeah. So number one is this is not an arms race. It's a whatever that,
that
one.
That is not correct.
It's number one, Sugar, We're Going Down.
You can't do that. No, he has to buzz it. So if he gets it right, he gets
buzz
to guess
in.
The rest of
you
them.
You got to buzz in.
Once he gets the band right, he gets to guess the rest of them. I should have explained that. That's my fault. So you get one more guess.
I don't know.
All right. It is Sugar, We're Going Down. It is Sugar, We're Going Down. So you get 1 point, though.
Nice.
So it's Dan with -1.
All right.
It's Nick with 1 and Tommy with 3, I believe. Yeah,
still
3.
One possession game.
That's right. All right. We'll do two more, and then we'll determine a winner. Actually,
Actually, maybe just one more. one more? Okay.
Final.
This will
be the last one. Man's
gotta go.
I got a Facebook Live show to do.
All right. Fifth song by this band is Motorcycle Drive By.
Boys to Men.
No, that's
damn.
Wrong.
They're boys. They love motorcycles.
Dan had to take a chance. He's at -2 now.
It wasn't motorcycle drive
boy. Driving to become men.
I think this one's going to give it away. Never Let You Go.
I'll never let you go because I'm third eye blind.
That's true.
Hey. Wow.
Do you want to try to guess the others?
Semi-Charmed Life.
Yes.
Slow Motion.
Okay.
No.
That is one of their songs.
That is one of their songs. Good song, in my opinion.
No, I can't remember any.
How's it going to be?
How's it going to be when you don't know me anymore?
Jumper are the top
the
ones.
Winner determined by a listener vote.
Yeah.
Tweet us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. We'll report back in next week with the winner.
Mail us in your number.
It is subjective. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Dan Perlman. Nick, what do you want to plug? This will probably come out next week, I think.
Every Thursday I run a show at Brooklyn Bazaar called Dog Slam, and it's like a 3-hour thing. The first hour is an improv jam. If you want to do, it's like an improv open mic kind of thing. And then there's a booked improv show, and there's a stand up show at 9 that me and Joe Rumrill host. And it's really great.
Check that out. And, they're both hilarious. Nick's fucking awesome. Nick, is it Nick Nanny on
Twitter?
It's
at Nick Nanny on Twitter. Yeah.
All right, sick. Follow Nick Nanny. Just everywhere he goes.
Just follow me around. I mean, shit.
Following around.
Trail the map.
Shit. Dan Perlman.
At Dan J. Perlman, Perlman. And go to Nick's show at Brooklyn Bazaar. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming on, guys. Tommy, do you have anything you want
to
plug?
Just go to my website. I've also been on Nick's show twice already. And no one else has been on it twice. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, shit. I don't even think I've done it once. I will be at Bridgetown the week this comes out, I believe. So come to my show's there. I will also be in Chicago the May 18th through the 21st. I'll be doing shows there, so come check that out. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate and review us on iTunes, and we'll love you forever. And me and Tommy have contractually promised to suck your dicks, which is really unfortunate. I think my girlfriend's going to be pissed about that, but we will suck your dicks. Follow us at StandByYourBand on Twitter and email us at StandByYourBandPod@gmail.com. I'm holding Nick up. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. I'm not your man.